and if they have greed only, but even that time they are full of anartha,
noha.
Only this Shraddha is qualification to enter, if they have Shraddha. So all are qualified if they have Shraddha. If they have greed, with ruchi, some little taste, then they are qualified for Radhanuga Bhakti, Braja Bhakti. And if not, they should be in Vaidhi Bhakti going on. 45 minutes ho gaya. Swami is sharing and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling this. If you have that bees, see, Shramana Kirtana Jale Kare Sinkha. Be a gardener. Devotee should be gardener. Guru has given seed, and this gardener should plant this seed very carefully in good soil. It should make, he will first, his duty, first duty is to make it fertile. How he will make fertile? By hearing, by pouring water. If the water, the soil is now some fertile, he will give the seed, he will plant the seed. And he will very, very carefully, he will give water. He will protect from so many things. We will explain gradually all these things. Ekritam should be done. Namami Nandanandar. You should know that Śrīla Caitanya Mahāprabhu gave the process of Vaidhi Bhakti to Sanatana Goswami. And the process of Rāganuga Bhakti to Rūpa Goswami. Sri Sanatana Goswami has written Hari Bhakti Vilas, that how we can progress in Vaidhi Bhakti. Almost all, we are all qualified for Vaidhi Bhakti. Very rare persons are those who have greed to serve Krishna like Brajavasi. Then they are qualified for Radhanuga. But there will be no devotee for like this. It is not. Otherwise, Bhai Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to be raised. And he gets to so many persons, lakhs and lakhs. Rupa Goswami has given. So we should not be for that. But anyhow, if you have not greed, no harm, we should try to follow Śrīla Sanatana Goswami. If you are following him, I think gradually Radhanuga will come. If you are following Ramanuj, Madhva and all, then not necessary that Radhanuga Bhakti will come. But by following Sanatana Goswami, his rules and regulations, we are sure that very soon we can enter in Radhanuga Bhakti. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave them some orders, perhaps four orders to them. For Vaidhi Bhakti, he told that, Sanatana Goswami, he told that you should publish the books, Hari Bhakti Vilas, Vaishnava Rules and Regulations. Secondly, to establish Bhakti Siddhant by explaining Srimad Bhagavatam and all other things that Sanatana Goswami has done. To discover the old deities from Vajranath were in earth now at that time. They should discover and he should establish. He established Madan Mohan and all other places of pastimes of Krishna. Also, he, in her Bhakti Vilas, she told that if your impression is not so strong, you'll have to do something. What? To serve Vaishnavas. To serve in like temples that Swamiji has done. He engaged all persons if they have any qualification, worldly qualification. Learned, unlearned, strong, weak, intelligent, police, anywhere, any person engaged in service. If he is scientist, he engaged, preaching through science. If they are artist, or by art you can serve. Engage all. This is bhakti. By the bhakti, to engage them. He made so many plans here and there, temples, establishing deities according to their qualifications, Jagannath, Baldev, Subhadra, because they don't know who is Krishna. So for them, for primary faith he did. And if they will hear more, and then they will come in a line of Krishna. So sometimes Nisimhadev, sometimes Krishna with Baladev, sometimes Nityananda with Gaurchandra, like this. Ramachandra also he established in his temples to collect. But Rupa Goswami never did so because he was Raganuga. He only established Radha Govindaji. Only one thing. He was a special kind of Rasik Vaishnava. He was Guru of Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered. Only they were following this. So we should try to follow all these things. Swamiji, in very short time, he covered whole world with his books, with temples, so many things. He made Atithi Bhavan, guest houses. It was no need, but yet, any kind of person should come and engage their qualification in bhakti. But if a person is not like him, if he is doing, he is engaged himself in all activities and he cannot progress. So we should be very careful. Or an object should be the service of conjugal, especially bending towards Srimati Radhika. This should be main object. And if you are Kanishta Vaishnava, you cannot understand all these things. But if you have Saddha, gradually by following the plans of Swamiji or given by Srila Sanatana Goswami, making temples, publishing books, serving anyway, making gardens for Krishna, Gaushala, and all other things. But do it for Krishna benefit, not for you. And if you are thinking that I am master of all these things, so many Gaushalas are mine, this is mine, this is wealth, that is, all wealth are mine, then you will be totally ruined. As so many are going you shouldn't be like that. So far, our qualification, we should try to serve Krishna by all means. We have some also projects to, in addition to Swamiji, Bhakti Swami Sindhu, Gita of Bhashya of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, in addition to Swamiji. Very good. Our Hindi has been published. English, very soon we will going to. Jaiva Dharma, very good book for this. Marvelous. Navdeep Prabhu is doing, first part is now ready to print. It will be published very soon. So many books. I have written the explanation of Venugri. It has been completed in Hindi. I want that very soon it should be translated and it should be available for all devotees. Very, very helpful for all these things. So we have also some old plans. A very old-aged, ancient place of gopis and Krishna with Durvasa we have. Anyhow, they have given us very old place of Krishna pastimes where gopi went to Durvasa. Krishna told that, how you came here? Very strong flood is there in Jamuna. How you crossed Jamuna? They told that Krishna met us and we asked that how you can cross the river. He told that you should say to Jamuna that if Krishna is Brahmachari, he has never seen any woman in his whole life. No connection, he ever seen any lady. Then we can cross the river. They told to Jamuna and Jamuna gave way and they crossed on foot Jamuna. Then Durvasa asked them that how you will go? You should make any arrangement. You should tell that if Durvasa has never taken anything in his whole life, any food or anything, then we, Jamuna may give a way to cross. Then gopis began to laugh. Krishna has come from the womb of any lady and from boyhood always attached to gopis. He can never be
without ladies.
And he is telling that if I have not seen any lady and no connection at all, I have never seen any lady. He is a lawyer, great lawyer. He is guru of all lawyers. And even you are telling, we have brought here lakhs and lakhs dishes of so sweet and delicious sweets and foods, and you took it all in a moment. And you are telling that if I have not taken anything, he told that this is the thing. I took everything but I never took anything. I have not taken anything for me. Everything I took for Krishna, for the service of Krishna. I am not doer, I am not karta. I never thought like this. So I have never taken. And Krishna told that I am not karta. I have done for you, not for me. So doing everything, I have done nothing. So that place is there. Also you know that Srimati Radhika was so much expert in cooking. Anything he cooked, it became so more than nectar. He gave this mantra to Srimati Radhika. In childhood, she served Durvasa. And the Durvasa gave benediction that you should be like this. Why? To serve Krishna. She will serve Krishna. So he gave it. So what he used to cook, anything, it used to be more than, less and less more time than this nectar. So Krishna was so strong, never defeated, and so on. So Durvasa first, he was Brahmarishi, Nirvisheshwadi. But by the influence of Ambarish Maharaj, he became pure devotee. And after that, he lived in Vrindavan, opposite to Vishram Ghat, on the bank of Yamuna. And he was so much, did aradhana of gopis, yog maya. And that is why he became a Rasik Vaishnava. So he can give. So this place has been managed by us now. We have some plan to make it. This place is also known, that was has taken birth there. Same place. And also Parasar used to live there. Ambarish Maharaj was there. Dattatreya was there. Also Sukhdev Goswami used to go there. So there is so many places. So I want to make very vivid there that anyone can go and remember all the past times of Krishna. Now I am coming to. So Brinda and all others have made a sketch there. You can see that place outside. And that project is there. But, so we are, I am telling that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave Vaidhi Bhakti rules and regulations to Sanatana Goswami. And the rules and regulations and everything he gave it to Rupa Goswami. So Rupa Goswami is telling, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling that if a man has that seed and plants in his heart, if the heart is so hard, by plow, by any means, he should make it fertile. Giving something, water, and you know cow dung, rotten cow dung is given to make it fertile. So many things. You'll have to take uproot all other things. Jungles, cut the jungles and make it. So you devotees should be like this, then he should plant this seed, Bhakti Lata bees, here. How he should protect and how he should nourish and give water, we'll discuss on the next day. Gaur Premanande.